brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the second hour on this October 30th, 2007 edition. The big news, Endgame is released, is shipping. If you haven't gotten your DVD of this historical film that gives you the master plan A to Z, from the North American Union to the EU to eugenics to the La Reconquistas, the conquest of Aslan, it's all covered in the new film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Watch it right now and download it in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. Speaking of Endgame, we haven't had Jim Tucker on since he got back 3 or 4 months ago. I guess it was June, so it's 5 or 6 months ago, from the Bilderberg Group in Turkey. And I want to debrief him now in hindsight. I know he was exhausted when he was over there because it was like 9 hours different and he hadn't had any sleep. And I've watched all the raw footage shot over there with him, the film crew we had out there shooting stuff for us. And he was exhausted, but now he'll be back and he's a big part of Endgame, and I just want to get his take on a lot of geopolitical issues and take calls. So that is coming up. You want to talk to Tucker or talk about the Bilderberg Group or talk about the Endgame, which is a whole host of issues, 1-800-259-9231. Now, don't screen your calls. If you want to tell us your first name where you're calling from, that's fine. It's gotten a little plug-heavy where the same people are trying to call in every day and just plug. And that's real boring, just out of the gates. Well, let me plug something. Thank you very much. Goodbye. So I just have a little respect for our guest and the issues we're covering. Because I'll let you call in about whatever you want. But if it just turns into half the callers being just plugging, that is the death of a radio show. And, I just it's all about the information. It's about what's happening economically, spiritually, psychologically, to this nation, to the world, and what the globalists are up to and what they're doing. I'd love to hear from first-time callers. I'll just institute this again. First-time callers are put to the very front of the line at 1-800-259-9231. Because I get a lot of complaints that people can't ever get through, and I do take calls. 1-800-259-9231. And it'd be nice if you had a question about the Treaty of the Sea, the Law of the Sea Treaty. It'd be nice if you had a question about the formation of the Bilderberg Group, or if you had a question about open borders and how that ties in, or if you had a comment for Jim Tucker. There's such a wide area when we say New World Order and what they're doing. It's basically anything you want to talk about. Sometimes I got a guest on and the callers want to chastise me on some other issue or tell me how I need to do my job better or what I need to do or how I need to do this or that. I just really don't have time for it. Or how we are changed needs to shoot better video, or we need to. And again, the minority of you do it, but frankly, I just can't suffer it because I'm getting old and crotchety or something. I just do this too much to play games anymore. This is too life and death. This is too serious. And this broadcast every day is the Super Bowl of the fight against the New World Order. I have a great responsibility, and that doesn't mean I live up to it every day either, or even every hour. I'm trying here to do the best radio broadcast I can, to be as accurate as I can for you, to really not mince words, not pull punches, to go all the way, to really say what I think, and may the chips fall where they may. So when we get back, we'll be talking to Jim Tucker. There's a lot of other financial news. There's a lot of other world news, military news, Turkey news, with the situation over there in Iraq. That's going to be coming up today as well. Ron Paul being openly censored by Fox News. Fox caught on tape saying censor Ron Paul. Also, UN human rights expert says close Gitmo. That's like Satan saying close the third circle of hell, or that's like Satan saying stop Satan worship. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Or it's like Satan reporting on Lucifer. It's one and the same. So all part of that jockeying as they create false choices and then kind of like a house of mirrors for everyone. Big story up on prisonplanet.com. Actor Ruffalo baffled at collapse of Twin Towers. That's a big story as well on the heels of the big Martin Sheen story yesterday.
It is a big idea. A new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens to you.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now 8 minutes into this second hour. For the rest of the hour, we're going to have Jim Tucker from American Free Press. And he is there in his office, as he describes it, and like a beehive of folks. He just got Endgame yesterday and was watching it at the office. I think he has a DVD player at home. And so he got to watch about half of it and did like it. But I wanted to put that in his own words. But he did tell me that the American Free Press folks were blown away by it. But he's not here really to talk about Endgame today, though he's one of the big contributors to Endgame, along with Daniel Estulin, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and others. He's here in hindsight, months after, five, 6 months after the Bilderberg Group meeting, about 5 months after, to, in retrospect, recap what he witnessed there, what he saw in Istanbul with the global elite, what fragments of info they got out from their moles of what was on the agenda. I remember what he said was on the agenda, that Bush would soon announce that he was for Kyoto. He announced that within 1 week of Jim saying that here on air. Hadn't been in the news. He announced that Turkey had lied and said that they weren't going to go into northern Iraq, but I guess so they lied there, but he said that that was coming soon. No one had heard about any rumblings of that at that time. He talked about, I don't know, the law of the sea treaty would be brought back up to be passed. That's now being brought up. He brought up a bunch of other issues about how they would further devalue the dollar, how they were going to be sure and continue to pop the housing bubble so they could not have people have a place to run financially during this mass culling and shearing that's happening. So much of what Jim talked about has come true. So I wanted to vet any other little segments or areas that he didn't get to cover from his reports from high atop his hotel late in the evening when he would join us here during the day in the States. So Jim Tucker, the grandfather of exposing Bilderberg Group, he would say the great-grandfather would be Westbrook Pegler, who is immortalized in Endgame. But, Jim, thanks for coming on with us.
It's always fun.
Jim, let's recap basically running down the gamut of what happened in Turkey, what the importance was, some of the attendees, and then what you got out of there that their agenda was, any splits, and how what you heard was going to happen 5 months ago, how that meshes with what has happened.
Well, I hold in my hot little fist last June's Bilderberg Report in American Free Press this moment, and our lead was that Bush was surrendering on two fronts, and we're pointing out in the second paragraph that that Bush will support the law, the sea treaty called LOST, while President Clinton was all for it, but he failed to decline to submit it to Congress when it failed on a test vote of about 90-0. President Ronald Reagan opposed it strongly, refused to submit it to Congress, and it's reduces America's national sovereignty. And but we did report out of Bilderberg that President Bush would had made the promise, then pressured Bilderberg with all those officials from of official Washington attending to support the Law of the Sea Treaty, and he would. We also pointed out it would not be in anybody else's newspaper for months, and to this day it's not been in the Washington Post. If you can imagine, well, the Washington Post, as you know, is represent Bilderberg controlled. So a big issue like that, and it looks like we're winning. I hope I'm not being over optimistic, but the Republican leadership is all opposed to it. They're saying they could the Senate could not get enough votes to sustain the Law of the Sea Treaty as a treaty. It takes 2/3. And most of the Republican candidates, it's been forcing their dialogue too, are all opposed to it strongly. Most strongly, of course, is Ron Paul. But all the others, except I think Juliana, are on record as opposing Law of the Sea Treaty, even if they've just been recently educated. So it looks like we've won. Wanda, there will be no official surrender in the sense that the Senate will say, well, we can't pass it, so we're not going to do it. It's just it's been pending for a long time. They've been trying to bring it out in the middle of the night on a Saturday evening when it's too late for the morning talk show host to be summoned on the issue.
Well, I noticed they've sent out droves of fake conservative neocons to do the talk radio circuit claiming it's anti-UN legislation and will secure our waterways, when in truth it clearly says the UN will control all the major salt water up to about 10 miles out and then will control the regulations that those countries have over their own waterways and will put a global tax and global UN fleets that are funded by it out there literally engaging in letter of mark harassment under admiralty law. I mean, this is as nightmare as it gets, over 73% of the Earth's surface.
And, well, actually, they could. It goes beyond the waterways onto dry land. That is some
buffer zones, yes.
Jackass from some tin hat country could complain that something we're doing offshore is polluting the waters or doing something terrible to the waters.
And it puts that power into the UN treaty. And already with Russia, the, quote, UN is going to decide next year who gets the North Pole. I mean, again, the UN in control, global government, and this is just another attempt to grab even more power.
Absolutely. With the UN, three different UN tribunals would have some degree of jurisdiction.
Well, we already have tribunals over our trade.
Yes. And, of course, President Bush going along with this nonsense of having the International Criminal Court tell the United States those 40 Mexican murders on death row throughout the country should have new trials because we didn't volunteer to them that you can get call your consulate. I mean, we have no obligations.
And they're appealing to the United Nations, and Bush is saying, oh, yes, the UN has the authority.
And from his own state, he's saying... The criminal a killer, illegal alien, on death row in his own state should have a new trial because he was not told that he could get help from his embassy through the, I see nothing in the law that says the criminals have to be given free counseling. It's his job to know that he could get such counseling, not our job to tell him. But what are the merits of the case? A U.N. court should not be in position to...
Well, plus they're illegally here to begin with.
Yes, they're criminals when they cross the border. It's a misdemeanor, which should be made a felony. And after they come across the border, they've murdered people. And certainly we should never yield any jurisdiction to a foreign court. The Supreme Court should be the highest court any American can go to or would want to go to.
Jim, law of the city, very, very important, and they keep trying to ram it through, but as you said, for now, it's in deep trouble, thank God. But expanding out on what else was on the agenda at Bilderberg this year?
I have to reach back a long ways now.
Well, you talked about how, again, Bush was going to try to sign on to Kyoto. Now we're seeing a raft of initiatives, and it's in the SPP documents to get carbon tax here in the U.S.
Yes, and of course the obvious efforts of Bush has long been committed to the long-time Bilderberg program of converting the Western Hemisphere into the American Union. They had hoped to accomplish that by the year 2000. It goes back to the late 80s or early 90s when they first started promoting it. And that's when this Kenneth Clark, Member of Parliament from Britain, said so directly in an eyeball-to-eyeball interview on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the United Nations. And they definitely thought it would be accomplished by the year 2000. Now it's seven years later, and they're in deep trouble. We're winning some of those. I mean, we're winning when Americans wake up like they do on the Lost Treaty, when Americans become educated and informed, they express outrage. And that's exactly why it's in trouble in the Senate now and probably will not be ratified this year. Same with the backup position, the North American free trade area, Mexico, United States, Canada.
Well, for citizens out there listening with the mainstream media saying NAU doesn't exist, SPP doesn't exist, we've been to the meetings. We have the documents. We've had the congressman on. We've gone over it. This is all real. And the fact that they're denying it to the public shows just how that much more nefarious it all is. And the problem is you're right, these treaties are being shot down, but by executive fiat through the bureaucracies, they are meshing them like a deck of cards together right now, and the unification is moving forward. But as you said, shakily.
Yes, because the... you can believe that these senators were astounded to get calls from their constituents, and astounded they even knew that there was such a thing as the Lost Treaties. Nothing in the newspapers, nothing on the networks. The Washington Times has had a good bit on it, but it's Washington Times has never been invited to a Bilderberg meeting. They're known as a strong nationalist newspaper, and they have. But the Washington Post, New York Times, the networks, radio silence on Lost, and virtually on the North American Union, too, as they were silent on the original efforts to extend NAFTA throughout the Western Hemisphere and let it evolve into the American Union. And they thought that would happen. And as I said, 7 years ago, they thought that would happen.
It's good news that their whole program is in trouble. Do you see signs that David Rockefeller and others in the twilight of their lives are upset that their great dream is in trouble?
Well, Rockefeller used to have more of a gleam in his face than he has in recent days. It could be partly because he's 90-some years old and frail and all that, but he's got to be depressed over not living to see his dream come through in his lifetime. They'll say he's deep into his 90s. Little brothers are all dead. I think they're quite depressed over it. And Henry Kissinger doesn't have the bounce in his bohunkers that he used to have.
Jim Tucker, veteran investigative news journalist and author, will be with us. Stay with us.
10 enters for Midas, October 30th, 2007. Gold, 783, 90-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 807.74, 398.15 for half, 199.08 for quarter. That's 807.74, 398.15, and 199.08. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar crying, cussing moan.
Understand, yo man.
I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, yo man.
Allison, Mark, Mike, James, Randy. We're going to your calls right after this short segment, the long segment coming up. So stay there. We want to hear from you. Want to talk to Jim Tucker? Pick his brain. 30-plus years covering Bilderberg. He's been to almost 30 conferences. Istanbul, Turkey this year. You know, all that aside, and I want to talk about the Turkey slash Kurd situation in northern Iraq with you, because you were bringing that up, again, 5 months ago when nobody was talking about it. And here it is in the news today as World War III could break out, as things spiral out of control. What was Turkey like being 8-9 hours ahead? I mean, I'd be tired at my age. You're running around all over being followed. We have all the video now. You talked at the time about being followed. We got video of guys covering their mouths while they talk, looking at you, police out front your hotel. We've got them following you, and it looks like a spy movie with the bazaars and the shops, like Indiana Jones or something. I mean, but this is real, and by the way, it's an in-game, both in the film and in the extras. There's an extended 10-minute segment from Istanbul we didn't put in the film, but there is about a 10-minute section on Istanbul, so about 20 minutes total. I mean, Jim, that literally was so cinematic, the way it was shot. I mean, again, trying to lose people in bazaars and guys following you and chasing after you. I mean, this is incredible stuff.
So a lot of fun to tease the Turkish calls. They're supposed to be very straight-faced. And a couple times you can make them giggle a little bit. I'll say to one guy, okay, I'm going to walk down here for a while. Do you want to come with me? I'll be right back if you're tired. And, but you're right, it was the type of help we're getting, I believe it's because of the Internet in the last several years, come from people I believe to be, the people who are aware through the Internet of Bilderberg. Now I'd get a call saying, meet you at such and such bar, and I find the bar. There's a big glass wall to the street, and a guy at the bar and people at the tables could be observed. The drill would be for me to sit down at the bar, and this guy would determine that there's, and would take a good look up and down the street, determine that nobody he knows sees him, and wander and sit down at the table and order a drink, and I'm at the bar. Then he'll walk over to the bar to pick up his drink and spit out some information. Then he'll come back later and add a little bit more information. But from all of the services, we had nothing to do with each other. My head is buried in the newspaper. His head is buried in the newspaper. He simply walks up to the bar to pick up his drink, which was a custom, so the bartender didn't have to walk all the way over to his table. And they were that careful about not being caught giving me information.
And this is literal cloak and dagger. This is Bilderberg people that work for him, intelligence people. This is waiters. This is maitre d's. This is people... And I'm just giving out random there, feds, and we're not actually saying who. I mean, imagine, we've got footage out the hotel windows of three cops in plain clothes walking around waiting for Tucker, covering their mouths up when they talk on their cell phones, their police cars following you on foot. I mean, this is right out of a movie, but it's not a movie. And the good news is that you're getting more and more support. I mean, what type of tidbits? I know you had sheet after sheet of notes, and how much of it turned out to be accurate? Was any of it disinfo, or what happened?
I think I have an instinct about, first of all, they won't give you, Bilderberg would not give you disinfo or anything at all. So what sources tell you they truly believe. And now we have a track record of three decades of being right in projecting the Bilderberg goals. They either emerged in public, not by the name Bilderberg, but trying to, as in Laodicea Treaty, or in other years, the downfall of Lady Thatcher, which she personally confirmed to me in an eyeball-to-eyeball brief exchange, not interview, the cocktail party.
Jim, stay there. We got a break. When we come back, though, before we go to calls, I want to ask you about that. I mean, you're being followed by all these people. You get all this information. They talked about Bush, quote, has given up, or Bush, quote, has surrendered. And then he announces a week later that we're going to submit to global taxation through the carbon tax. I mean, it's just, they run the world, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, on the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Great things about my job. I get to associate with real iconic reporters and people who love liberty and the truth like Jim Tucker. I get to associate with men and women, the listeners, the activists who care about freedom, who are informed. I'm honored to be in a world of corrupt, evil, decadent slobs, to be associated with the cream of the crop of good people. And I am honored and I salute all of you.
We walk into this restaurant, a guy from the road. You feel the eyes upon you, I'm just kicking out the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explore.
We're going to get right back to Jim and your calls in just a moment and ask him the big question. why do these people always bring him data? Why do they give him the leaks? Why do they give him the minutes? I mean, he's got a lot of their internal documents out through sources. We'll answer that question and go to Allison, Mike, James, Randy, John, everybody. Maybe even twist his arm 5 minutes or so into the next hour so we have plenty of time with him. Before I do that, we have a great sponsor. It's eFoods Direct. That's the website. eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, the oldest, longest, continual operating storable foods company in the nation. I've gotten storable foods from them twice. I love them. It's the best quality out there for the price. They're great patriots, and they give you great prices. And all I can say is, in these troubled times we're already in times that are no doubt going to get even more trying, it's a very secure feeling in your attic or in your garage to have a year's supply of food for yourself and your family. And even if you get a year's supply for one person with a family of 4 or 5, that's 3 or 4 months apiece, or can supplement other food. They got 2 months supplies for individuals. I get a year's supply for every member of your family. Very easy to store. Lasts for 10 years. Really high quality. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Give them a call. Get a free catalog or order today, or eFoodsDirect.com. You can't miss the giant banners at the top of PrisonPlanet.com. And InfoWars.com, and some other great folks are Interfood, the best green food out there, bar none. I tried a lot of other green foods going back 5-10 years ago because I knew they were really good for you, but they'd have too many herbs in them and give me a stomach ache or make me feel weird. Not Interfood. It's 20 power-packed ingredients, and it's you take just 2 scoops in the morning with your juice or with your apple juice, and it tastes good with that. It tastes okay without it. Other stuff, it tastes horrible with juice. And it's got dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheat grass, chlorella, spirulina, over 20 power-packed ingredients, balanced energy all day long, improved liver function, reduced food cravings, on and on and on, greater mental clarity, enerfood.com, enerfood.com. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a banner on the right-hand side of prisonplanet.com where you can click through and get 10% off, or give them a call, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. We now go back to Jim Tucker. And by the way, coming up in about an hour, Paul Watson said he's going to post it. The extras from Endgame are unreleased yet. Some of you will be getting your DVDs today, because in 5 states, when we ship out of Texas, 5 states get it the day after. You'll be getting it in your mailbox or at your front door today. We don't do mailbox. It'll be at your door. But you'll be able to see them. But for the Internet, it is released today. The extras in the next hour. And the trailer and the rest of it up there, and 10 minutes, about 11 minutes actually, from Istanbul, extra, that's not in the film, of Jim being followed by the spies, the secret police, and a lot of other incredible things. And that's just 10 minutes of the 40 minutes of extras that are coming out today. Jim, just answering that question, why do you think that so many people refuse at first to give you help in the past, but then a day or two into the conference, suddenly you've got them knocking down your door to give you what's proven over and over again to be accurate information?
Yes, it's because of basic decency of a lot of good people. Initially, they just know there's going to be a big, important meeting. Now, understand that when Bilderberg does this, they can over completely over a big snob resort for a period of days with armed guards surrounding it. It's never happened before to that particular resort. It will probably never happen again. There's been some places, after 20 years, they'd come back to the same place and tell some place like that, but very, very rarely. So, first of all, they're very impressed by the fact that all the security is going on, and all these very important people will be arriving. And you start talking to them on, say, Monday before they start sealing the place down at noon on Wednesday. Just low-key, expressing your interest in the fact that something big must be going on here. Then the conversation goes on a little bit longer as they relax a bit. Then they realize that something evil is taking place and they want to help. I mean, it started out in kind of way back early in the 80s. When I remember finding the little joint where in wherever it was in Canada, across a gravel road from a huge resort. It's where the staff went for their cheap beers and cold sandwiches when they got off duty. So the first evening I'm there, I tell them my mission. and ask for their help. Tell them, please don't tell me your name. That way, if they put me on the rack, I can identify you by name. But if don't take a chance on your job. It's something that could go in the trash can. Just put it in your pocket and give it to me in the evening. And the guy speaking only French said, and through the barmaid who's the interpreter, no, they'd all be fired. They can't help at all. He's the ringleader. So I was feeling kind of down about that, but the following evening I came in, and he came in speaking perfect English and carrying a lot of documents, and he said, they're trying to bleep my country and yours too. We'll help you all we can. So we met every evening and bought them around a beer, which is a real treat on those kind of salaries that the busboys make.
Well, that's the point here for the New World Order, and they know it. We're going to get the truth out. We're the good guys, and most people are good, and that's why they cannot defeat the resistance. Do you agree, Jim?
Yes. In fact, the goodness reaches up to the higher ranks, as I mentioned earlier. People in suits and neckties seek me out now because the Internet educates them a bit in advance about what's happening at their locale. Something sinister is happening, and they tune in earlier than in the past what's really taking place. So that's why we've gotten this help. At least my theory is, I don't dare ask them, because they're nervous enough as it is. But they've become aware that the evil is taking place, and they want to help shed the spotlight on evil.
And now it's got to the point where you're trailed everywhere and have to literally jump out of cars and go into alleys and go through shops, and it's something else.
Yes, they've got many foul photos of me. Years ago in Scotland, I had grown a beard a couple times to those kids, and the cop addressed me by name, said, I know who you are, Mr. Tucker. The cops at the entrance to the resort with their sawhorses up and spread out. So I knew then that there's no way I can be present without them knowing it's me. On the other hand, this has generated... There's heavy publicity in the European press. It's unlike the United States, where the blackout is still 100%. Newspapers and broadcasters, that is the network broadcasters, those who are owned by Bilderberg. But in Europe, there's a tremendous, like in Canada, which you observed when we were up there, tremendous turnout by the, not just the local media. We've had guys come in from Britain and France to the Turkey meeting, and one guy came from a former Iron Curtain country. I forgot which one it was.
Romania,
yeah.
Paul Dornanu, he's in the film. Now, you haven't seen all of In English. You just got it last night, and you were watching it there at the newspaper. But what did you think of what you saw of Endgame?
Well, I think it's going to educate a lot of Americans, and it's quite dramatic and quite thorough and certainly accurate. And I think it'll put it in perspective for a lot of people.
Well, thank you for those words, Jim. Let's take a call from Allison in Florida. Thanks for holding, Allison. You're on the air with a true legend in investigative journalism, Jim Tucker.
Hello?
Yes, Allison.
Oh, I'm sorry, the phone's out.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Scratched a little bit. I bought the recent Rolling Stones with Bruce Springsteen on it, and there's a article on James Lovelock. The title is called The Prophet, and he is basically saying global warming is irreversible, and that 6 billion people will perish by the end of the century.
Who is saying this?
James Lovelock. He's...
And that's in Rolling Stone?
It's in, yes, the latest Rolling Stones.
I know a few months ago they wrote a similar one. I guess this is new. Well, that's another thing. They're going to engineer the plagues and the rest of it, and then they're going to blame it on sun-made global warming. And, again, population is a huge part of their agenda. Jim, how big of the agenda in your research is world population reduction?
Well, I've never heard them directly say we want to kill people. I've heard them worry about the world population, how it would suffer if it exceeded, I think, 5 or 6 billion, some such figure. But they did invent global warming long before it was an issue in this country. In fact, they made it an issue because they make such profits out of all these environmental things. On the other hand, there's a large number of climatologists, scientists with letters in the field who say it's just part of the global warming that Al Gore, also known as Chicken Little because he says the sky is falling all the time, is just the normal cyclical earth patterns and weather.
Absolutely. Anything else, Allison?
They also have a small little part of the article where they say how to save the human race, and they have five pointers. One is go nuclear. Two is drink the oceans. Three is grow synthetic foods. Four is prepare for chaos. And five is engineer the climate. And if I could elaborate on the fifth one, he says, thousands of pipes in the ocean to increase plankton blooms and suck up vast quantities of CO2.
Well, it's the plankton that need CO2. It's the earth that mm-hmm. needs CO2. The earth breathes CO2, the plants. If
yes,
they know the public is so dumb that they're just going to say something that ridiculous and that people are going to buy into it.
Yeah, and, you know, there's people out there who are truly environmentalists. They want to get all, they want to take out mercury, they want to take out lead, they want to, you know, better the earth from...
This isn't true environmentalism. What's the title of the article?
The Prophet. They basically, they have an illustration next to the article of basically a picture of the earth, but it looks like the moon, and then they have a man with no face cloaked in a dark red cloak. There's no face. It's like he's hooded.
Well, this is total New World Order. The earth's dying. They're going to save us with a global government. Thank you for the call. We'll check into that article. Mike in Canada, you're on the air with Jim Tucker. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hello.
Hey, great to talk to you. A big fan, and a big fan of Jim Tucker as well. A shame that you guys got stopped at the border 2006 in Ottawa for the Bilderbergs.
I did. Jim didn't that time, but he's been stopped many times.
Right. And we're very impressed with the perseverance and dedication that you guys go about your business.
Well, thank you. Do you have any questions or comments?
Well, actually, I have a couple bullet points I'd like to make. Number one, thank you for having Connie Fogle on, the Canadian Action Party leader, which
yes.
is the closest thing we have to Ron Paul.
Yes.
We are hugely in opposition to the North American Union. Any informed person knows American foreign policy is hurting us all. With all the election stuff going on with Ron Paul, I think it would be important if we knew if we could donate out of country. I know you guys have your $2,300 limit, and
you can help Ron Paul by going on the internet in U.S. sites and spreading the word about him. I got to jump, Mike. Good to hear from you. Thanks for the kind words. James in Florida, any questions for Jim Tucker? Okay, he's not there. Randy, where are you calling from? You're on the air with Jim Tucker.
Randy or Randall?
Whatever, sir. Go ahead. You have any questions or comments?
I watched Endgame, and you had in there a part about China, but it didn't really specify what it was. It's called the Great Leap Forward.
Yes, and the Cultural Revolution.
Right. And I just can't help but think how that reminds me of the NAFTA Superhighway and the way we had just-in-time shipping for the stores. Like, the food will be off the shelves within a couple of days.
You're right. It brings total control, and it's all about making us interdependent on them. Those were just systems that Mao tried to put in, and they killed tens of millions of people. But is it Randy or Randall?
Randall.
Randall, what did you think of Endgame?
I really liked it. I think you put it in perspective in a, you know, a linear fashion so that it would go from one base to support the other, the next topic, and so forth.
Do you have any questions or comments for Jim Tucker?
Yeah, I was wondering if the Bilderbergs came out with anything about the NAFTA, or if there was anything they came out of the Bilderberg session about, like what's happening here in the U.S. with
that's
the,
a good question.
American Union.
Okay, yeah, thank you for the call. American Union.
Yes, they're strongly fired, obviously, as they were. The more ambitious plan of NAFTA. But one thing we have to remember also, you mentioned it a little during an earlier segment about the UN tax. We always have to be on guard for the fact that there's at least three global tax bills pending before the UN that are in danger of being slipped through some evening. Their favorite is a tax on oil at the wellhead, maybe 10 cents a barrel to start with before it escalates like the federal income tax escalated. Be so subtle that Americans would not even notice, even these days of high gas prices. That
stay there, Jim. Let's come back and talk more about that and take more calls from John and others. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend, the end.
All right, final segment with Jim Tucker. I'll continue with your calls into the next hour on any subject you wish to discuss at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Jim Tucker, a couple years ago, wrote the Bilderberg Diary full of photos on almost every page. He has 30 years covering them. And, by the way, we have that available at Infowars.com. You can get it with Endgame if you like, or get it from American Free Press. AmericanFreePress.net is the website. And, Jim, I know I'm throwing this out at you last minute. I don't have it in front of me. Do you know the toll-free number to American Free Press?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I never use it.
No, I understand. I'll be checking it here and while we talk to a caller. But I just want to thank you for your service to this country and the world and to liberty, my friend. Let's take a call. Let's go ahead now and go to James in Florida. James in Florida, you're on the air with Jim Tucker.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, go ahead.
Jim, I want to thank you. I've been following both you and Alex for a couple of years now and seen a lot of stuff and been watching this very closely, probably hundreds and hundreds of hours I've invested in my time into watching this. Are the Bilderbergs and the corporations and the people that are really working behind the scene, are they backpedaling at all from the amount of work that you guys have done and been putting out there with publicity, the internet? I know I've spread the word like wildfire throughout all the network of my friends and my business. There must be some sort of interacting going on here from their end.
That's a great question. Let's get Jim to, because he's got to leave in just a few minutes. That's a great question. Great caller. I appreciate it, James. Clearly, Jim, they are backpedaling, but they've got the wealth, so the agenda continues. They're just trying to go more stealth, and it's badly coordinated, but it is still moving forward, correct?
Yes, but not at the pace that they had hoped for. And they're taking more precautions, trying very hard to avoid leaks by, for example, telling the Secretary of Defense and the other high officials, all participants, set aside these dates. More information follows, so there's less chance for a file clerk or a secretary to accidentally leak the location and time because she doesn't have the letter on file that long. So they're taking every step imaginable, trying to keep their meeting secret, and so far, fortunately, they failed miserably.
And they were able to sneak attack with all the illegal aliens, but they were trying to do the coup de grace and totally decapitate the nation. That's failed. So, again, we're in the fight of our lives, but we do have a chance of winning. We just need all of you to take action. And, James, that was a great question that you asked. I did find the number to get an issue or to get a subscription to American Free Press, 1-888, read all Jim's great reporting, 1-888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS. A lot of big Bilderberg reports they put out, and they can also get back issues from there on Jim's great reportage, and they can also get his book, Bilderberg Diary, there on their website, AmericanFreePress.net, or 888-699-NEWS. Jim, you got about 60 seconds in closing. I'll just say bon voyage to you for now, and I love your work. Anything you want to add?
No, I think it's quite complete.
Well, good job, and say hi to everybody there at the paper for me.
I sure will, and thanks for entertaining me.
Thank you for being an Endgame, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. There goes Jim Tucker. What a classic, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I mean it when I say it. I mean it. You just watch. We're going to take a lot of your calls. I'm talking to John, I'm talking to Jim, and I'm talking to Jim. Those three calls in the five-minute segment, that means about a minute and a half apiece. When we come out of this break, I'm taking three calls. And when I go into the next 15-minute segment, I'm going to take 10 calls. 1-800-259-9231. Any issue you want, we're going. Phone call, graffiti, whatever you want to talk about, but just have it quick, have it ready. I don't even care how good your question is because I my problem is I'll belabor on it for 20 minutes. And we're going to take a ton of your calls to cover a ton of news in the third hour that is only 70 seconds away.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hi, this